The Democratic Party's stinging loss in the 2016 presidential election led to a lot of hand-wringing and talk about coming up with a better message to resonate with voters. My next guest thinks the latest Democratic messaging attempts prove the party still doesn't get it. Jen Ayer is a senior vice president at Vanguard Public Affairs. It's a progressive political consulting firm based in Lansing. Let's get into the new sticker campaign unveiled the other day by the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee. This is the campaign arm for House Democrats. One of the slogans reads, I'm quoting now, Democrats 2018. I mean, have you seen the other guys? What grade would you give that message?
Can I go lower than F?
Wow.
I mean, to be fair, the folks at the DCCC have said that this was meant to be sort of tongue-in-cheek. They were having a little fun with a fundraiser, to which I say, I mean, you just can't tee it up for your opponents like that. And that's why I say they still don't get it. You know, even if this is not really meant seriously to be their next slogan, it shows a level of out-of-touchness with the fact that Democrats around the country are craving a real message. And many of us are not in a laughing position right now.
And I should note, there were four of these slogans released, along with, I mean, have you seen the other guy? You also have Make Congress Blue Again, Resist, Persist, and She Persisted, We Resisted. And it was interesting to just go on Twitter and follow the just reverberations of the sounds of sneering and mocking. One of many critical tweets, somebody tweeted, has anyone told the Dems the goal of bumper stickers is to motivate people, not make them cringe and wince in embarrassment? So this is to your point.
Exactly. And what we really need as Democrats and what the general consensus is right now is that Democrats are really falling down on communicating what it is we stand for. And each one of those bumper stickers that you read is all about the other guy. Mm-hmm. It's all about what we are against, not what we are for. And that's the case that we need to make to voters. And that's why the fact that we didn't make that case in the general election is why we saw depressed voter turnout here in Michigan and why Trump won our state. We can't just be against something. We have to be for something. You know, what is our overarching message? Who are we and who do we fight for and what do we stand for? What kind of society do we want to see? And how do we think government should play a role in serving that society?
And clearly, Donald Trump got that message across to voters in Macomb County and voters in northern Michigan and rural Michigan, didn't he?
He absolutely did. And I will say, you know, I believe that Republicans have an inherent advantage when it comes to this because they have mastered the talk of what the moral foundations are for their policy positions. So they talk about things like loyalty to their communities, which really means, you know, they're in group. They talk about things like respect for authority, which really helps people go out and vote for the Republican no matter who the candidate is. You know, they are very loyal to party. Democrats, you know, in the research, when you look at this, they score much lower on those types of things. They don't value that sort of respect for authority as much as they respect the individual candidates and their positions. So what we need to do as Democrats is, you know, talk about our issues in a different way that really connects with the moral foundations that people hold, that they hold dear, and help them understand why our policy positions support those moral foundations that we think should be the basis of our society. And I think until we do that, we're just not connecting and motivating voters to really get out and vote.
And when we think of what would be the right messaging to speak to Michigan's voters, it strikes me that it can't be one size fits all, can it?
No, it can't. I mean, I wrote recently that voters in Alpena care about things that are very different from voters in Ann Arbor. And unfortunately, what we've seen in recent elections is we've seen races, everything from the, you know, the congressional to the gubernatorial, right down to state house races, driven by consultants from D.C. Mm-hmm. And they take the national message, the national policy platforms, and they deliver it cookie cutter style to the candidates that they choose to support. And, you know, it's the DCCC doing this. It's the special interest groups. It's the DGA, the Democratic Governors Association. What you get is this very vague messaging that is designed to offend no one. It's designed to try to appeal to everyone, and it ends up appealing to no one. And I think I want to add, too, candidate selection needs to be something that we really need to focus on as Democrats. We need to start thinking about what type of candidate is going to work in what type of district and not be so committed to, you know, checking boxes and litmus tests. And I think the more that we can find good local people who have strong networks and good stories, personal stories to tell that will really connect with and engage voters, the better we're going to do.
Jen Ayer is Senior Vice President at Vanguard Public Affairs. It's a progressive political consulting firm based in Lansing. Jen, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you for having me.